Welcome to everyone. You know, anything resolved or unresolved, you know, just
You spoke the other day about dying and then discovering that you don't die. My question is, does this dying happen all at once, or is it a gradual something, or all of the above, or?
Okay. So the question is about dying, you know, like consciously dying, and second part of it is like if this is like gradual or if it happens, you know, in one time kind of. So like, you know, it happens in one time, but then courage to die, it's gradual, you know, like you kind of like you gradually graduate, you know, to the courage, like, and then it happens kind of. So it's like we can say both, you know, like you have to really gradually graduate, and then but only to courage part of, you know, because it's like a, you know, you're really fearful. So then, you know, like the time comes that kind of you find like yourself not there, but also there. Kind of, you know, it's like a you know, it's like this outside body experiences, it's not same actually. Like this death experience is not like, many times like we, like in, like when we practice actually, many times it happens automatically that you are out of body, but that is not death experience, you know, actually. Like, because you are out of body and then you, like next moment or few minutes later, you find yourself, you know, like automatically. So it's not really, you never know that you died. Like you only know that you see kind of like, you know, like first time I was lying on my kind of stomach, and then like by my back, I never saw kind of, you know, like, and then I was wearing like a pullover, which has like 2-3 holes. So like when I saw my body lying, then I couldn't recognize because I have never seen from the back. So the question was like, who is lying with my sweater? Because because of those holes, I could recognize the sweater. So I said, who is lying, you know, wearing my sweater? And by that time I'm in kind of, you know. So it's like, you know, but death experience is kind of no, like consciously, like, you know, inside you really want that. Like I remember kind of like really, like, you know, having so much fun without body, like, you know, I can do what I want to do without body, so why to be in body? So really consciously, like, because like the way it was happening to me, you know, I really have to, like when I go out of body, you know, I have to say that I have to come back to body, you know, otherwise it will, then there is like a some kind of connection. So wherever I am, you know, I could just follow back the connection and come to body. And this day I thought, ah, you know, I don't want to, kind of. And then kind of, I think, you know, it took around 11 hours, you know, out of body. But then, kind of, you know, this also like that opened like a very another part in me, like this, like I could really still feel the push, like being pushed, and also it's not really hearing you, it's kind of like you really understand that, like somebody saying that, ah, you cannot just leave the body, you have to be in the body for your friends, you know, like, and then really pushed in the body. So this is like death, conscious death. Yeah.
Is that when the books talk about manonasha and things like that, is that the same idea?
No, manonasha is like on mental level.
Okay.
Yeah. It's because we are not only mind, you know.
Sure.
Like before mind, you know, we have been kind of. Like so we are not only mind, you know. So nasa, like of everything. That is the death. Yeah. So any more questions? Like resolved or unresolved things? Otherwise, you know that I have a trick to bore you from reading Hindi.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, oh, I left the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, something, you know, which we can call I, which really can come out of the body and go inside the body, like something. So, like, you know, yeah, like, you know, the name you can give name, you know, whatever you like. Because with names it is very tricky, kind of, you know. Some people like that name, some people don't like that name. So something, you know, like something for me works, you know. If you like to give name, you know, I will be happy to say that from today on.
I can't give a name.
Huh?
But when you say you're going out for 40 and having
yeah.
lots of fun,
uh-huh. Yeah. You know, like basically, like, you know, what I was left with. What I was left with to really, you know, find some ways to connect people on the path, you know. That was the only thing, you know, left for me to kind of, you know. And that was very easy without body, kind of, you know. Like really. So then, you know, I was kind of, why to, if I can do without, so why to? But then something like, you know, not my plan, some other plan, and really wanted me to be in body. So.
Almost like an angel sort of going around doing good works.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. Kind of, I never thought like angel, you know, but like, you know, it feels good to me, like when you say angel.
I have a question about what you talked about, Namkatel.
Namkatel, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you originally said Namkatel,
mm-hmm.
then I thought of the name of my Ishtadeva.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spoke about like something about a mantra in there, and my mantra has nothing to do with the Ishtadevata.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure out how to put those two together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So letting go one, either mantram or Ishtadevata.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, otherwise they don't fit together, you know, like
sure.
You will be always confused.
Exactly.
Like you start chanting and then think, ah, should I chant to Isht Devata or should I, you know.
Exactly.
So, like, you know, it's always good in spiritual path if you just go with one.
Right.
And then after you have chances to experiment with all of them, you know.
Excellent.
Like, but one time you really have to go with one. So that is very important. So my chance to make you bold are, okay.
Can you say something more about that voice?
That voice? Yeah, like because like then what happened like before I have not read anything, you know, like spiritually. But that made, because my experience, you know, like my experience, watch, there is nothing other than kind of, you know, me or whatever is. So, like, that made me question, you know, like, that means, you know, like, I'm not fully, you know, fully in it, kind of, you know, like, what that can be which tells me to be in body, you know, because I know that I'm expanded to what is, you know, kind of, like, whatever is. So that made me question, you know, and I couldn't figure it out myself. Then I have to really read in the scriptures if there is some kind of this thing is described. And then I read, you know, like took few more years to really find that out. And then in one book also talks about the same thing. And that really kind of, you know, like somewhere, you know, I really feel love for him because of this one line, you know, because he said, and that makes sense to me, like after having read him, he said that like because Buddha, you know, the people who are realized, I know that love, you know, they always feel love for us. You know, there is like, this is what, like somehow we can say, make them, you know, it's not happiness, but this is what gets them, we can say. And kind of like this love is still there, you know, love for us. And that is like a layer on top of what is. You know, like a plastic layer. You cannot see, it's like very, very transparent, you know. Like when you go, you don't recognize. Like it's, there is no chance because it's so transparent. It's almost, I think, German, you know, kind of plastic, yeah. Look, as I know, like Germans make the best, you know. So if any other, you know, don't feel, you know, embarrassed, you know, if any other country feels, you know, makes best, then I can say that country, you know. So almost like that, you know, and then. When I read this line, I could feel, you know, like it's like it looks like, you know, something was there, you know, like in expansion, something like hit me first time, like in this. And when I read that line, you know, that made complete sense to me, you know, that love could kind of like throw us back.
Mm-hmm. Feel this incredible love that has no specific object.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like it. You know, it's always kind of, you know, like this pulsing is happening. Yeah. Yes, please.
So before you said that it made you question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like I thought, you know, that means, you know, my understanding is not correct, you know.
Yeah.
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 So, but this Buddhas and this love,
mm-hmm,
is also part of existence.
Yeah, it's part of it, but I'm saying, like, you know, it's like a German plastic, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, would that mean you had to expand more to explain?
No, no, like I already expanded, you know. But then when I was pushed back, that made me question, you know, like what is something, like what is there which I am not? And then I can, like, you know, like you know, when you go, like, in, like, you feel like, but going in, you, I haven't, you know, I was not recognizing that feeling, you know, kind of like little plastic feeling. Mm-hmm. But when I read, you know, that made my, then I can recall the experience, yes. And then I can see, yeah, that makes sense.
Kind of. So that means that
Mm-hmm. And if you are already expanded, mm-hmm. into, mm-hmm.
completely into existence,
mm-hmm.
then how is it possible that they are still apart?
Yeah, like they are not. They are not.
Yeah.
The love is, you know, love, like it's tremendous. Like, you know, Jawaharji said she feels here. You know, so love is like very, I think, you know, active part. Of that, you know, love is little active,
yeah.
than the whole part.
Yeah.
So probably, you know, this is because it's love active.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, it feels.
So they are included in your expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Not separate.
No, I'm saying like plastic, you know, like covering.
That's
you know, I'm not saying that they are located. You know, they are like covering the whole. Yeah, like, you know, like expanding, you know, I could, like, when I recalled the experience, I could feel, but while going, I could not.
Yeah.
You know, like, or I kind of, you know, I was not really sharp enough to catch that. Sharp enough, you know,
yes.
To catch that.
Yeah.
Like, that way.
So then,
yeah. So my chance, I take. Yes, please, yeah.
Like my experience is always that we are that love. So to say that these Buddhas, they have a love which is so good and
mm-hmm.
so amazing and so great, and then the question of so hard, do we have access to this love?
Mm-hmm. Like, but the, you know, the recognition,
mm-hmm.
like there is like a, even if you are, if recognition is not there, so what that will mean?
If recognition is not there.
Yeah, like, you know, even if you, like, you know, you are Nicole, say.
Yeah,
if you don't recognize that you are Nicole, then it doesn't kind of matter.
It was more that I'm asking for your confirmation that you're not making a mistake.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the recognition is like very important, you know. Like recognition of. So, like, this is like a, what you are saying is like very, very general kind of feeling, you know. We are that love. Means like everyone is that love. And it's true. But like it happens, like when you recognize that, then it's like a, yeah. So then maybe this recognition part is kind of missing.
Yeah.
Like if you, because when you are making a statement, it's like very general statement. And if you say to anyone who has not done any spiritual practice, you know, he will say, what are you talking, kind of. Because there is no recognition. So recognition is also very important part of the path.
Recognition of that it is oneself.
Yeah, it is oneself, it is love, you know, like recognition of whatever you are recognizing, you know. Recognition is very important in kind of life, in life.
Is that something that the love, is love something that can be developed or increased or expanded or is that just something that either happens or doesn't happen?
Even happens and doesn't happen?
Yeah, the love.
No, like the love, you know, the quality of love is kind of like always pulsing, you know.
In everyone.
Yeah, in everyone. But then, like, there are people who don't recognize that.
Uh-huh.
And then there are people who recognize that, and then, you know, it really kind of like a pulsates through the body.
But it seems to me it's very, very subtle. I mean,
of course,
you can't really put your finger on
it. No. Yeah, that's true, you know, like fingers are not for the love, you know. You know, that's why, you know, God has given us a heart, you know.
You know, I read something very interesting recently that says that you know, most of us think of love in regard to another person or object. But then he was explained that everyone has that love, and whether that love is maybe just for the chai wala that gives you tea in the morning.
Of course, yeah.
That's a beginning.
Yeah. You know, like it has to correspond somewhere, you know. Like somewhere, you know, you have to feel that, you know, like our chai wala or something, you know. Like start feeling that, like somewhere love has to be felt, recognized. Like say, you know, one day you got up and you haven't felt in the whole day anybody where you can recognize the love. So that day there will be no recognition of love. Like you will come back home without having felt love.
But can't you feel it just inside of yourself?
That's what, like you feel inside, but it has to be somewhere triggered in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, because like we are not that deep. So in the beginning, love is felt, being triggered from. And then, you know, if we keep on following this trigger and keep on following, then it's always there. The love is always there without having to be triggered. But our normal situation is that it has to be triggered by chaiwala or, you know, somebody.
I guess what
mm-hmm.
has always troubled me
mm-hmm.
is, you know, the question. I mean, I understand romantic love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
know,
I think most of us understand. Yeah.
You know, or maybe just a close friend,
uh-huh.
or a love of a child, or love of a pet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you really love.
Yeah.
I guess what I don't understand. understand is how do you love? I mean, how does it happen? Is it just something that automatically happens? Like Zohar was saying, you know, just coming into the room and feeling it.
Yeah, you know,
Or is it, I mean, there's nothing you can really do to learn to love, is there?
Yeah, you know, kind of like, you know, like if you remove how, then, you know, love can be, like, because of how, you really, it's very difficult to kind of, you know, to connect.
Yeah.
Because it's always there. And how means, like, we really kind of saturate ourselves, you know. No, I'm going to love only people whom I love, you know. I'm going to, you know, I have my preferences to love. And then kind of this is how it keeps on hiding and hiding love from us.
Yeah. I guess,
no, but it's really good to...
I'm just wondering if quieting the mind and just being with things and being with loving people. Oh, there's so many wonderful loving people in this retreat. That somehow it happens.
Yeah. Somehow it happens, yes.
I mean, yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, I've just visited my family after many years. And one thing that just amazed me was just, you know, going back and hardly knowing, you know, what their children are doing and different things like this. But somehow just feeling that overwhelming love. You know, I've known them my whole life. But, of course, I've been over here for a huge number of years.
So really remembering the connection, you know, from family, this overwhelming happened.
Was that a question?
No, no, I'm just saying, you know, like asking your experience, because like the time, you know, as soon as you recognized that is my family, you know, the connection, like this tremendous love happened. Are not.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, recognition is important, you know, in the in the love.
But, you know, you meet these leaders, these gurus, leaders or gurus that somehow just captivate people. I mean, they just, when you're with them, then you feel their love. Of course, they're very high loving people. So I just I don't know. I just wondering how they would get there. And one person that I read, you know, just said it's the grace of God. It's you don't choose to love. You know, it's something that happens.
Okay, but like in your case, as soon as you recognized that it's your family, then it happened. So if you haven't chosen, you know, how it would have happened? So maybe it's not like that easy as we understand, you know, to understand love. Like we have to accept that, you know. It's not that easy, you know, as I understand.
Just one last thing about this. There's the individual love, right? As long as you're an individual, and then there's non-individual love. And what is the difference? And can an individual,
So like, you know, there is like this love of, you know, relationship kind of, you know, like you feel to certain people, you don't feel to other, like it's individual. And then there is like this other love, like which doesn't need any kind of confirmation that you love me or not. You know, still, you know, it keeps on pulsing.
Is it the same love but filtered differently, or is it different?
Like you are asking the quality, okay.
Yeah.
Like it's German made or American made, huh?
Exactly.
Yes. Ideal made. You know, because like certainly quality will be different, because like when you love for relation, it's like very, you have fences around, you know. You know, like even to person you are related to, you know, if it's not your way, you start hating. So it's like very much controlled. So in a way, like controlled quality, you know, in like in this love. And other love, you know, doesn't have this controlled quality.
Is it possible, like, recognizing one's love, right, as an individual, that one can move towards the unconditional by removing the limitations?
Yeah, of course, you know, that's what we have to do, kind of like removing, you know, limits, removing my choices, you know.
Yes.
Like, you know, my choice will be, you know, if she doesn't love me, why I love her, kind of, you know. But then, like, love always requires love, you know. Like, somebody has to start.
Yes.
Like, in relationship also, somebody has to kind of motivate, you know, say, ah, I love you, kind of, you know. Somewhere it has to start. So if you keep on starting all the time, you know, I think it's really, you know, worth to be like that. Yeah. Yes, please.
So you're talking about the thin layer of love. Does everyone feel the same amount of love from this layer?
You know, it depends on everyone. Like, different people will feel different from that layer.
And that's the common layer, is that the common layer, or your personal?
So no, like, from your personal layer, you know, because that is, like, there is this, like, thin layer of love. So, from there you will feel according to your personal kind of development, you know, love. Because it's not active, you know, active. So you have to activate. So it depends on your quality of activation, you know, feeling. So Kabir singing today, he's saying, Gagan ki ot nishana hai, dahine sur chandrama bae, tinke beech chupana hai, tan ki kaman surat ka ronda, sabd baan le jana hai, marat baan bedha, tan hi tan satgur ka parwana hai, mara baan ghaav nahi tan mein, जिन लागा तिन जाना है कहें कबीर सुनो भाई साधो जिन जाना तिन माना है. So कबीर describing like you know in life we aim at but we aim at something we know kind of like you know if we don't see we cannot aim at like you know this is our life. But Kabir is saying like, you really have to aim beyond your knowing, kind of, you know. Like the word he's using, like, behind the sky. You know, you have to aim behind the sky. like and that means like, as we know that the sky is also nothing. So we really have to aim towards nothing, towards behind the sky. And how you can shoot there, like, you know, now he's telling like how to shoot kind of behind the sky. And he's saying, Dahine Sur Chandrama Bhai Tinke Beech Chupana Hai. So he's saying, actually, what you are aiming at is in between, like, Ira and Pingala, like the backbone system, and right side is called Ira, and left is called Pingala. And for right side, they say it's connected with sun, you know, active side. And then left side is with the moon, like passive side. And Kabir is saying, like, you have to start with these two channels. And then when most of work on these two channels is done, then you will find something in the middle, kind of the susumna. In the middle, you know, like the susumna, the third channel in the backbone. And this is how you can aim kind of behind the sky, you know. If you want to be aiming behind the sky, these channels has to be open, kind of. And then the middle channel will open, and tan ki kaman surat ka ronda shabd baan le jana hai. So because he himself has gone through the chanting. So like this is like the maybe the gist of chanting he's talking. So saying that like the body will act like a, you know, in the bow, this rope, like what is that called?
Bowstring.
Yeah, bowstring. So, like the body will be like that, and like a this the subtlest feeling of like the subtlest feeling of the body will be the like the bow kind of, you know, the the string is tied to that,
the
is bow
is tied,
yeah.
To the bow,
yeah, yeah, so that will be bow. And then what will be arrow is like the sound, and like, you know, how it works, like when you chant, like say when you start chanting, so in the beginning, you know, chanting has to be through the lips, like there will be lip chanting, and then if you keep on and it's going in right direction, like somewhere, you know, lips stop automatically without you choosing, and something in the throat, you know, keeps on, like some kind of like energy, keeps on chanting, maybe not really chanting, you know, then. And if everything goes well, then it really drops in the heart. And then, like when you sit for chanting, you know, the heart starts chanting, correct, somehow. And like this, some kind of like sound is left, like some, like you really feel some kind of sound in the heart. And if you successful, you know, it really drops in your belly and kind of a like still you feel some kind of sound, you know. It's like really in the morning you many times like it happens that you wake up and you hear your belly speaking, kind of chanting like that. Like really not as sound, like some other way. And then like this kind of like a can say the feeling of sound like that really drops somewhere. So this is what Kabir is saying, like he's saying that this feeling of sound, we can say, it's also not feeling, you know, just to something of the sound really drops somewhere, you know. Which is like, you know, when you feel it's in the belly, but then, you know, if you put your hand, it's not there, you know, here, like you keep on putting your everywhere and it's not there, kind of. It really feels in the body, but it's not in the body, kind of, like you keep on like touching, like, you know, every millimeter. And it will like when my hands are like this, I know that it's in the body. Like I'm certainly know that it's in the body. But if I want to kind of, you know, like millimeter wide, and I touch all over and it's not there. So somewhere feels like in body but not in the body. And then मारत बाण बेधा तन ही तन सतगुरु का परवाना है. एंड ही सेइंग लाइक इफ दिस सटलिटी, यू नो, दिस दैट काइंड ऑफ सटलिटी हैज नॉट हैपेंड, देन इट विल बी ओनली योर फिजिकल बॉडी, यू नो, लाइक इफ इट डजंट गो दैट वे, देन दैट मीन्स लाइक इट इज good for the physical body, nothing more than that. And if it has not worked that way, then he's saying like it's really worth to have your prescription with the doctor, kind of, you know, kind of somebody who has gone through that. So saying like what will be good to go to doctor, you know, Satguru. And of course, if you know, chances happen like that, then Kabir is saying, certainly that arrow, like if teacher and your meeting happen, then Kabir is saying like certainly that arrow will pierce. But it will feel like piercing in body, but not in the body, you know, like it. And only those people who are victim of this piercing, only they understand, you know, like, because otherwise, like, to us, you know, it will feel, you know, if not body, then how you know, But like to people who experience, they know that, you know, like when you, when your hands are not touching your body, you really know that it's there, kind of, you know. It's very like little area, and then you start touching, you know, like 1 millimeter, 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 and it's not there. Like you touch all the, you know, body, and it's not there. But then, as soon as you are not touching, it's there, kind of, you know. So somewhere, Kabir is saying like, this, only those people who can understand who are victim of this shooting, you know, like who really have been suited that way. कहें कबीर सुनो भाई साधो जिन जाना तिन माना है. एंड कबीर इज सेइंग लाइक ऑल जेंटल पीपल, यू नो, कैन लाइक ऑल पीपल हु आर ऑन द पाथ, लाइक जस्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस विल बी kind of accepted, like this, what I am saying will be accepted by only those people who have known, you know, who have, to whom this piercing has happened. Otherwise, you know, it's kind of logically there is no way out. Like, that's what, you know, he's saying, like, jin jana, like the people who have experienced that, only they accept, only they say that, ah, you know, it's like, is a kind of madness, you know. Like, I know that it's there, but I cannot touch it. So Kabir is saying, like, this will happen that way. And only those people will accept who are victim of it. Or, you know, if you have any better word than victim. Anyone? London English people, like the better than victim, you know. This like kind of piercing, you know, not as victim, something else, some other way. Touched by it. You know, like I have to really. I was going in there, like little funny kind of, so touched my head. Very good. So please, if you have any questions.
When the chanting comes in the heart and in the belly, is it with the words as well?
It seems like, it always seems like word. But it's like, I don't know, it's like many, many times, you know, in the morning you wake up and like your belly chanting, and it really feels like words, but nobody here other than you, kind of.
But it's like,
yeah, it's really.
You know where it is in the
like, it feels like, you know, even chanting, like it feels like, you know, but then when you touch, it's not, kind of. It's not maybe part of body, looks like even chanting when it happens to the until heart, you can feel, you know, in the body.
But it's different than when you have a melody in your head turning, like if you listen to a song on the radio many times and then you have it in your head.
It's different, yeah.
It's
different, yeah. So like in
the words are there, but now you're talking about,
yeah,
the words and the feeling of the chanting, the vibration.
Yeah, the vibration called. Like very, very vibrational quality.
But the words are also there.
It looks like a sound of the vibration.
Yeah,
body.
Yeah, it could be.
It's,
yeah,
like this, into the belly, some place of, I don't know, some.
Yeah, maybe like the sound of vibration, we can say.
You can listen, you can hear.
Yeah.
This place.
Yeah,
it's.
So it's like sound of vibration, we can say. Vibrational sound. Mm-hmm.
And the and it's very depending on the
physical body.
A Kundalini,
yeah,
model.
Yeah.
which is based on Kundalini, if you like, culture. And yoga culture. And I'm curious to know how much you yourself depend on that model or are interested in that model, because there's many other models for aiming at the back of the sky.
Certainly, you know, like, because, like, you know, the is my first love, you know, kind of, you know, so I really go for that. Kind of is, like, first time I draft through chanting, so kind of like, it's my first love still, you know. And because I know that it works, so I say it works. And about Kundalini, is my fourth love.
What are second and third?
some I will like to keep secrets, you know. Some secrets, you know. Maybe someday I tell them. Yeah, because like in this model, like in like the backbone channel model, they have like this Ira and Pingala, like active and inactive, like this side. So like the sun, they accept as active, because sun brings day and day is active, and moon brings night and night is inactive. So passive, like, you know, that way.
Understand what they're doing.
What that?
Yeah, like, what's this activity or inactivity?
Yeah, you know, like, we have, like, this active part and inactive part. So there are channels in body which are for activity and which are for resting, kind of inactivity. Passive.
The Sushumna, the central one, is Kundalini associated only with the central one?
Like when these two channels, like really X, you know, are fully open, then something happened to the middle one, Sushumna.
So then, in our experience, is there, besides the Kundalini happening, is there anything that we can associate with the opening of these two channels? Or something?
Yeah, you know, something like you will feel in your, in practicing you always feel something, you know, in the backbone. So that, yes please, yeah. Somebody was,
Yeah, because going back to Kundalini. And then something going round, but getting stuck halfway.
Can
so something going round the spine, but getting stuck halfway.
Yeah, you know, it's really good. Kind of like it happens, you know, like you something open and then there will be like, you know, kind of like you need to spend more time there. Not the energy needs to spend. So that will happen and then you will move up. Yeah, these experiences happen. With
so is one of them inactive and the other one's active, like the shots up the spine?
No, it's like both are active, but then in the middle, when you are, it's going in the middle. So the middle one has gone, like wherever it is gone to, and then there it needs to spend more time to go more up. So then it's like a spinning, kind of like it. The two, you know, they kind of a spin, and you know, it kind of does something to the middle one, and then
is it an ongoing process? Does it come to an end?
It comes to an end, like when you shoot behind the sky. Yes, please. Okay. What?
No, it's fine. I'm helping.
Yeah, but also you can ask me, you know. I think I'm wearing white, you know, good enough. because now people will be curious, though. Why not to ask, you know?
Is that just to activate the
feeling? Yeah. But if that's activated, you don't need to do the chanting? You know, like suddenly body will stop, but somewhere it will be on. Kind of like when that has activated. So say, that has activated heart. So chanting will keep on going in the heart. And, you know, body, like the lips will stop. Because it's all the time going on.
But the purpose of the chanting is it to activate the gut feeling, the feeling here in the stomach.
The purpose of the chanting is to activate the gut feeling.
Belly
feeling.
She's identifying it in the physical sense.
But it's like in the belly, it's not like really physical, you know. That's what I was trying to say. It's like something probably, you know, this energetic body, we call, something happens there, like which is not kind of, you know, part of like physical, you know, somehow. Like, you know, the way of chanting, you know, it's really, it goes that way, you know. Like you, it's not feeling, you know, again, you know. Like you cannot activate, you know, somehow it activates. Like, you know, like you, what, you know, you keep on, and then it activates somehow. Yeah, it's not consciously kind of done, you know. Like it's consciously, like you do, it's less chanting. And then something happens.
It can be activated without chanting.
Without chanting. Like in the belly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like I only know through chanting. Yeah. Could be, you know, like. So any other questions? Otherwise, yeah. Because now I'm not going to bore you from reading Hindi, so you know you can take your time. Yes, please.
Going backwards, because we were talking about this. Source being of love.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day somebody had asked about negative energy coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are kind of in this altered out-of-body experience in the source of love, where is the negative energy, or what is that negative energy, and where does that come from, and how does that kind of come through us sometimes?
Yeah, because it's like the, you know, negative people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Negative thinking, negative activities. So from, you know, it's like very, very much off the earth energy. Not like that kind of, you know, deep. It's like very much earthly, you know, negativity.
So when they say people pass, pass on, and they're like still have anger and hatred, is it true their spirits, is that is part of that spirit world? It, is that,
yeah.
And you're saying of the earth.
Mm-hmm. It's like more a spirit kind of, you know.
So spirit world is still of the earth?
Yeah.
And then this other realm is...
It's very, very kind of expanded, yeah. Very, like, very subtle, you know, we can say.